to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. This is Jimmy Lakey, and I'm delighted that you are joining us for this half hour. You can reach Call to Freedom at Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or by going to the website at www.freedomstreet.org. If you want to leave a message or order a Word-powered daily reading Bible guide or a Freedom Street Express newsletter, you can call us toll-free at 1-877-917-7256 and leave your name and address, including your zip code. Now, let's join Barbara in the studio.
Welcome to Call to Freedom this last week of July 2026. It has gone by so quickly. Well, maybe not as quickly as I wish, especially in the 100-degree temperatures here. But as I called a couple friends, one in Kansas and then Kimberly in Oklahoma, it was 110 there in Broken Arrow, and it's just been in the 100-degree mark. What's going on? It's the last days, folks, and God is just showing people his mighty power. And his divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness through our knowledge of him, because this day you are surrounded by his love. Whether it's 100 degrees or it's 32 below, God's love is surrounding you today, and I want you to know that. We're going to be talking about that in Psalm 91. Oh, one of my favorite psalms, and I know it's one of your favorite psalms. So many of you talk about Psalm 91 being your favorite psalm. And he comforts us with his grace, and he blesses us with his peace, and we're aware of his presence and filled with his abundant joy. Oh, the joy is worth everything, folks. I want you to know that one of the definitions of joy, and I'll be talking about that also, is the consciousness of God's favor and blessing. When you are conscious, continually conscious, okay, thank you, Lord. I don't understand this situation right now, but I love you and I am expecting you to come through for me. And he always does, folks. He always does. Oh, what a blessing. What an absolute blessing. I am so glad I've known him for so many years. And if you're just new to knowing him, oh, God bless you. He's going to be the best thing that ever happened to you in your whole life and for all eternity. Oh, let's do our Bible slogan for Monday. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I do what it tells me to do. Well, most of the time, this is my Bible. It has given me new life. It is the Word of God. And sometimes we're caught with simple little things like, shall I go to the office right now or shall I wait till later? And he nudges me. He says, I want you to go now because it's going to be hotter later. So I want you to get into the office now and do what I tell you to do. And then we will enjoy the rest of the day. It's like every little moment as I ask him questions, he is answering me. Shall I water the lawn now? What part of the lawn? And shall I whack weeds now or shall I wait till later? He's just always there promoting his own plans for me, and they're the best plans of all, and letting me know that he is there. And sometimes I think we wonder, is he there? God, are you there? Are you listening? We're going to talk about that also. Oh, praise God. You are blessed to dispense, for in him you live and move and have your being. Praise God for Acts 17, verse 28. And I hope wherever you are, I'm glad you joined me right now with the program, but wherever you are in your life, he is there. Our Lord Jesus is there. He's gone through every temptation, every pain, every bit of sorrow that you go through, so he understands. And friend, maybe you'll say, well, why do I have to go through this? Sometimes the building of character is much more important than what we're going through at the moment. And I realize that as I get older. Boy, the building of character is helping me to endure in some times that are uncertain and questionable. So I hope you are understanding more and more. You can go to Call to Freedom 4 times a day on KLTT. That's 670 KLTT on your radio dial. at 9 o'clock at night, 2:30 in the morning, 5:30 in the morning, and also you can go to KLDC, that's 1220 on your radio dial, and hear Call to Freedom at 11 o'clock in the morning. That's 1220 KLDC at 11 o'clock in the morning. And you can also go to freedomstreet.org, hit that resources title, and click on the radio shows and listen to any radio show. Rachel and I put them up every afternoon, and so you can listen anytime. You can also go to Spotify and type Freedom ST Radio and get our programs on there. And we're learning new things. I am too. I am learning new things. Always a student. Don't ever think that you know everything. You're always a student, learning and learning. You can email me at Barbara@freedomstreet.org. And also live stream Call to Freedom at 670KLTT.com/Call to Freedom. So you can listen to it on the website of Crawford Broadcasting. So that's another way to do it. You can always download the Bible guide, Word Power for Every Hour. Oh, it's so beautiful right now. We're going through some of the Psalms. Oh, Psalm 90, 91, 95, 96, 97. Oh, beautiful, beautiful Psalms written by other people besides King David. And then if you'd like to download the newsletter, the August newsletter just went out today. And Darren's teaching is on Darren's sessions, and you will really enjoy that. So remember that Call to Freedom is on freedomstreet.org. And I would like to talk to you for a few minutes about the correspondence dinner that took place last Friday. And some of you didn't listen, and that's okay, because I know some of these speeches can go on and on. And Friday evening, it seemed like everybody, every Tom, Dick, and Harry wanted to talk, and then left President Trump speaking very late in the evening. And there are not many positive reviews from President Trump's speech at the correspondence dinner. And I found him to be entertaining and truthful. The preliminaries were inexcusable because the main event should not be put off until late in the evening. Some of the correspondence went on and on. For example, Wolf Blitzer went on and on and on about how close he was and the danger he was in when the gunman came too close to him 3 months ago in, I believe it was the Hilton Hotel. They were in a different hotel Friday night. It reminds me of the time John and I traveled to Denver. We lived in Greeley at the time. So that was an extra hour, hour and a half to hear Andre Crouch at the Coliseum in Denver. We went to hear him, and all these local bands and groups had to get their best shot in with a huge crowd there. There was a huge crowd to hear Andre. So, you know, all these local groups get in. I don't mean they weren't good. Some of them were very good. But by the time Andre came on stage at 10:15, some of us were very tired. We were ready to ditch the place and then listen to him for the next hour. Well, I must admit to you that John and I left about a quarter to 11 because it was a long way back to Greeley. And we did enjoy Andre, had every one of his records and heard him so many times. Last Friday night, I felt like the preliminaries should have come to a close much sooner, but it seems like everyone needs to get their 2 cents worth in before the main event. Maybe the left leaning Democrats thought that he would be tired by the time he stood to speak. They don't know the president. They don't know him. I think he could speak at 11 o'clock or 1 o'clock in the morning. He was very candid, and although there were many critics there, remember, this was a mixed crowd of Democrats and Republicans. He gave a great speech, full of comic quips and thankfulness to the people, the Secret Service, and those that kept him safe three months ago. President Trump brought up the beauty and elegance of the Waldorf Astoria Hotel with his remark, "I really like this hotel. I built it." And there was a loud laughter in the room. He also made various jokes aimed at not just the Democrats, but his own cabinet members. He says, "I hope that everyone enjoyed the very delicious beef tenderloins. There was also lobster and other entrees. it was, he mentioned it was a very special beef. I want you to all know that Bobby Kennedy, who's right here personally, ran over the cow with his car, said Trump, and another bit of laughter. And then he proceeded to put on his red cap with the 2028 caption on it. I'm sure it infuriated the left-wing attendees in the room. Personally, I love the sarcasm and humor. So many people in this day and age are not only fearful, but also cynical and looking for the negative instead of the positive. Let's see what he can say that we can put down. And I hate that about the era that we're living in. So much negativity. That's why I love the word so much. It keeps me praising God and thanking him even when the situation may not seem beneficial to me. God always works all things together for my good because he has my best in mind. And he is the one in Deuteronomy 30 who said, I have set before you life and death. Do you know what he wants us to choose? Life. He says, choose life. And then in verse 47 of that same chapter, he said, these words, this book, this Bible that we read every day are not idle words. They are your life. Oh, and they have been my life, friend. They have truly been my life in every situation that I've gone through. So some of you don't have time in your day for the Bible. You don't have time. You're the loser for this opportunity to see God work in a miracle in your life. That's why I chose Psalm 100 for the verse this week. It's a beautiful verse to praise God. The whole Psalm 100? Yes, it's a short psalm. It's a short psalm, and I'm not expecting you to memorize. Although, when we had our devotions with the girls, Dana was about 4 or 5, and Kimberly 7 or 8, and they were jumping on the bed. We'd have devotions every night that we could, and we learned Psalm 100. They learned Psalm 100, and it was so precious. Sing joyfully to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful singing. And last week we were shouting for joy and praising God for the awesome God that he is in Psalm 66, verse 1 and 2. And then it goes on in Psalm 100 to say, know that the Lord himself is God. You need this, friend. You need to know that the Lord is God. At this uncertain time and in this ever-changing world we live in, we need a hero. And God is the believer's hero. It is he who has made us and not we ourselves. Uh-uh. We can't. And some people say, well, yeah, we can clone. Yeah, you can't clone, but you can't make it from the little tiny cell inside the womb to become a human being. Can't do it. And we are his people and the sheep of his pasture. The girls used to, as they were jumping up and down on the bed, we are his sheeple and the peep of his shafters. Oh, and we'd laugh and laugh. Oh, what wonderful memories. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Begin your prayers with thanksgiving and not with the, oh me, oh my, I've been through it today. I'm so tired. Uh-oh. Just negate those lines and give thanks to him. Bless his name, for the Lord is good. His loving kindness is everlasting and his faithfulness to all generations. Oh, what a beautiful way to end a psalm. Oh, and you can say, wow, I don't know if I can praise him. You know, those gas prices, they are way up there. I want to ask you, would you rather have the Iranians to have a nuclear bomb that they can set off clear across the Atlantic? Yep, they've got the capability now. Clear across the Atlantic to bomb the United States of America, and I believe one nuclear bomb can wipe out the United States. Or would you rather just tolerate those high prices for a while? For a while, you can do it, and God will help you do it. Praise him even in the gas prices. It's amazing how he provides when we praise him. So I hope that you will join me in looking over Psalm 100 this week. It's just a marvelous psalm, and I'll be reading it more and more and more. It has been years since I read through an Amplified Bible. And yet, at the very shortly after the beginning of this year, it's like Holy Spirit was nudging me to read it again. I have a friend who is reading David Barton's Bible. And so you may, you know, you may get a nudge from Holy Spirit saying, why don't you get this take this translation off your shelf and read it again? Or why don't you buy a translation? There's the Passion. There is the Message. There's the New American Standard I've been reading for years. And then there's the Amplified. And you can go to ChristianBook.com and order it. Get it in a week and begin reading. Oh, it's such a blessing. So I started reading the Amplified again. I took out my old, worn Amplified Bible. And God bless Frances Seawert for her great contribution to this translation. Oh, God bless her. Here's a woman, a widow, and she took many, many years in translating this, but I am so grateful. I mean, she amplifies this Word of God and clarifies this Word of God so beautifully. Well, John gave me this Amplified for Christmas in 1980, right after we'd gone through a really horrible time. And we would do this. We'd surprise each other with different translations at Christmas time. I know that the writing in the front of this Bible was, "Thank you for being my best friend." And I just cherish that. Well, and then as I looked on my shelf, I discovered I had a leather-bound Amplified. And I looked at it, and there was Darren. To Barbara from Darren on Valentine's Day 2005. So I'm going through my Amplifieds and enjoying them so much. They are precious keepsakes, and I'm so glad that Holy Spirit encouraged me to read this great translation this year. I don't know what I'll be reading next year, but it's exciting. It's an adventure. And it's important that you challenge yourself with new translations year after year. They broaden and deepen your understanding of God's Word. So for the next 2 days, I'm going to be delving into that beloved Psalm 91 in the Amplified that we all love and quote. We quote it often. And here is the reading from the Old Testament in the Amplified translation. Psalm 91. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall remain stable and steadfast. These are words from Frances Seawert. Stable and steadfast. That's true. When we're under that shadow, that wonderful safety net of God's, oh, we are safe under the shadow of the Almighty, whose power no foe can withstand. Now, those are her added words. But when you're in God's, in his shelter and in his refuge, Satan cannot touch you. No power on earth can touch you. And that's why she wrote those words, whose power, God's power, no foe can withstand. And it reminds me of Romans 8:31. If God is for us, who can be against us? Verse 2 of Psalm 91 says, I will say of the Lord, you are my refuge and my fortress. My God, in you I lean and rely on. In you I confidently trust. Verse 3, for when you trust him, then he will deliver you. Then, remember that little word then, for when you trust him, then he will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. Now, the snare is a trap, and he will deliver you from those traps. He will keep you safely on high so that your thoughts are on him and not on what the enemy can do. From the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. That's disease. That's illness. And he will keep you from all the plagues and the illnesses that come up about. Verse 4 says again, then. See, this word then has everything to do with you trusting him. Only then will he protect and cover you. Then he will cover you with his pinions, and under his wings shall you trust and find refuge. Why does he say pinions and wings? Because we find, when I see an eagle flying, oh, lofty, high above the earth, I think of protection. I think, oh, isn't that beautiful? And I believe that God wants us to feel that way, safe and secure under his wings. His truth and his faithfulness are a shield and a buckler. You shall not be afraid of the terror of the night, nor of the arrow, the evil plots and slanders of the wicked that fly by day. No, you will not be afraid. You will not be afraid, praise God, nor of the pestilence that stalks in darkness, nor of the destruction nor sudden death that surprise and lay waste at noonday. Of the heat, you will not be anxious or worried about the heat. No, God's going to take care of us, folks. Verse 7 of 91 says, 1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. The years of the pandemic were tests as to how far you will trust and hope in God. Did you cave? God is merciful. He will forgive. Did you get the jab? He will forgive. Yes, he will. God doesn't look at our behavior as much as our commitment to him. Verse 8. I love this. I'm going to stay here for a few minutes. Only a spectator, and this is from the Amplified, only a spectator shall you be, yourself inaccessible in the secret place of the Most High as you witness the reward of the wicked. Now, spectator here is a brand new word for me, and it may be a term that you don't identify with if you're younger. But those of us who are getting up there in years, this word is almost a refreshing because it says to me, okay, you have worked all your life. In some instances, you who are listening have labored hard. And now is the time for harvest. Now, some of you have harvest on your checks when you send your donations to Call to Freedom. When is that harvest? Some of you had harvest on your check for years. When? Now. Now is the time to enjoy the fruits of your labor. We read about the fruits of your labor and say, well, when is the harvest coming? I'm not getting any younger. That's what I'm saying. I'm not getting any younger, Lord. And he's sitting there chuckling. He says, no, you're not. And I've got it. I've gotcha. I've gotcha. Oh, here is in Ecclesiastes 3, verse 13. We're going to talk about the fruit of our labor. And also, every man should eat and drink and find satisfaction in all his labor. This is a gift of God. And this highlights that enjoying the results of one's work is a divine blessing. Yes, it is for you. Psalm 128, verse 2 says, for when you eat the fruit of your labor, that's the blessings of all that you've done all these years, blessings and prosperity will be yours. Wow. And don't think just dollar sign, friend. Think of health. Think of relationships. Think of where you are financially, in being able to pay your bills, not racking up lots of debt. Blessings and prosperity will be yours. Some of you have your home paid for. God bless you. Some of you have your vehicles paid for. Praise God. See, diligent work aligned with God's will leads to abundance and satisfaction. There's nothing that takes the place of satisfaction. Oh, praise God. Proverbs 14, verse 23 says, there is profit in all labor, but mere talk leads only to poverty. Oh, there are some people that talk the talk, but when it comes to walking the walk, they're out of here. Now, this can contrast the tangible benefits of effort. Effort comes, you know, your dream comes from much effort. And that's true. That's in Proverbs. Your dream comes from much effort. But the benefits of that effort are so much more than the emptiness of idleness. You live your life being a procrastinator, and you're not going to have much of a harvest at all. No, it's going to be destroyed by the lack of your working for God. And that work is believing. That work is believing, friend. And then there's Isaiah 3:10. Tell the righteous it will be well with them, for they will enjoy the fruit of their labor. See, God assures that righteous efforts are rewarded. The diligent will receive rewards. And in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 58, I've got this on my windowsill in my kitchen. Therefore, my beloved sister, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your toil is not in vain in the Lord. I love that verse. 1 Corinthians 15, 58. Write that down and say that to yourself every day. Your labor is being rewarded. praise God, you are abounding in his reward. And then there's Galatians 6, verse 9, do not grow weary in well-doing, for in due season, if you don't faint, you will receive a great harvest. Colossians 3:23, whatever you do, work heartily as for the Lord and not for men. See, this verse underscores that work done faithfully honors God and produces many results, many great rewards. And I'm so grateful for those words. That's why I'm enjoying reading verse 8 of Psalm 91. Only a spectator shall you be. We're going to be to the place after we have worked hard all our life that we are going to be above all of the fiery darts of the enemy in that secret place of the Most High. Oh, I praise God for that. And verse 9, we're going to get through this probably tomorrow, because you have made the Lord your refuge and the Most High your dwelling place. There shall no evil befall you, nor any plague or calamity come near your house. And as you cover yourself with the blood of Jesus, you are in that secret place, my friend. Verse 11, for he will give his angel special charge over you to accompany and defend and preserve you in all your ways of obedience and service. They shall bear you up in their hands, lest you dash your foot against a stone. We got large angels that are protecting and guarding over us. And as you know, in Hebrews 1 verse 14, it says, aren't they all ministering servants sent out to render service to those who inherit salvation? That's you, my friend. That's me. And those are angels that are taking charge and preserving you in all your ways. And you shall tread upon the lion and the adder, the young lion and the serpent shall you trample underfoot. It's like Jesus is saying in Luke 10, verse 19, behold, I've given you authority over all the power of the enemy. And he lists serpents and scorpions. And I believe those are evil spirits. He is keeping us from listening to them, from being tempted by the things that the enemy says. And I believe that he is keeping us safe under the shadow of the Almighty. Oh, and I say, the Lord, you are my refuge and my fortress. In you, I will live and serve and be obedient in all your ways, Father God, because you know what's best. I hope you're saying that with me today. I hope you're saying that he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. It's been so good being with you today. And we're going to continue with part of Psalm 91 tomorrow. I hope you will join in and listen. Go to freedomstreet.org, click on resources and radio shows. God bless you and keep you, and take joy.
Thank you for listening to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. You may get in touch with Barbara at Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado 80237, or you may leave your message at 1-877-917-7256. Call to Freedom is a listener-supported radio ministry. Barbara and her power partners invite you to come on board with us and become a network of hands holding up Call to Freedom ministry. Power partners support Call to Freedom with prayer and monthly financial support. You will be blessed supernaturally. We invite you to visit Call to Freedom's website, www.freedomstreet.org, where you can hear Barbara's daily radio broadcast 24 hours a day or order materials. You may share your praise reports and heart cries by mailing them to Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado 80237, or you may email us at barbaracarmack@freedomstreet.org. Until next time, remember, Jesus loves you, Barbara loves you, and take joy.